This is Capital Insider, your inside look at Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, legislators accomplished their work in the second special legislative session in record time. They had a limited goal, and Governor Fallon has already signed the bills.
That's right. They were considering two pieces of legislation, one which provided $17.7 million to the Oklahoma Health Care Authority, and a second bill which provided $26.5 million to the Department of Human Services. Both bills passed the House and the Senate and were signed by the governor on Friday afternoon. These bills help make up for the money that was lost by those agencies back in August when the Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled Senate Bill 845, the tobacco cessation fee, unconstitutional. Now all of the agencies that have been affected have received some money either in the first special session or the second special session, bringing them back up close to the levels of what they were originally receiving. The Oklahoma Healthcare Authority plans to meet in about a week to roll back some of the provider cuts that it was planning to implement. So it seems already the bills are having the effect that the legislature and the governor desired.
After a long and contentious first special session, why did this one go smoothly?
I think there were a couple of reasons. First of all, the governor came forth with a very specific special session call. Her original call focused on the Oklahoma Health Care Authority and preventing the provider cuts. She said after speaking with legislators that there was also the need to move forward on money for the Department of Human Services, so she amended her call to include that, and she went as far as to put the exact dollar amounts in there. So when they passed these bills, they were simply mirroring what was in the governor's call. And there was a realization from members of both parties that the agencies needed these funds. On Friday in the House, for example, Representative John Bennett, a Republican from Salisaw, who had been critical in the first special session of providing some additional funding to state agencies, noted that the Department of Human Services had proposed cutting vulnerable programs, and he wanted to make sure that this money was going to support those programs, and he was reassured that it was, but it showed that there was support on both sides of the aisle for these bills and the programs that they fund.
So mission accomplished on the Health Care Authority, but the special session remains in effect.
That's right. The special session, the House and the Senate adjourned to the call of the chair. The idea is that they may come back in January to take up some revenue-raising measures again and some proposals for government reform. These are being hashed out by the governor, legislative leaders, and some business and civic leaders who have decided to become involved in the process. They've held three or four meetings already. More are planned after the holidays. So Governor Fallon has indicated she anticipates that she will ask lawmakers to come back perhaps around the middle of January.
And there's been a new development involving former House Minority Leader Scott Inman. Tell us about that.
In October, Representative Inman, who was then Minority Leader of the House, indicated that he was going to resign from the House and he was ending his gubernatorial bid. On Friday, however, Representative Inman was on the floor. He answered a roll and he voted on the bill. And shortly after the House adjourned, he announced that he was not resigning. Instead, he would finish out his term as the voters had sent him here to do. 2018 is his final legislative session because of term limits, and it looks like he'll be back on the floor. However, Representative Copeland, at least for the time being, is continuing in his role as Minority Leader, and Representative Inman will just be another member of the Democratic caucus.
All right, Sean, thanks. That's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter @KGOU News. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.